Hi. Hi and hi again. I am here this time with an Untapped series. Do you remember the Untapped series where I share 10 minutes of a rush of opinions in my head without writing a script or without thinking too deep about it? That's where I am right now. That's the space I am in right now. I feel a different type of pain and a different type of hurt today. And it comes from a place of recognizing that I don't pay attention enough. I don't pay attention enough to the people I claim to love. I pay attention to just those who are just very close, and that is okay, really, but okay is not enough. Why do I say okay is not enough? Because I need to talk to other people that I care about. I need to pay attention to them. I need to give them their flowers. I need to let them know that I see them. I need to make them know that life is worth it with them. Like, living on this earth with them makes life even more interesting. Because without them, I wouldn't have some memories that I want to relive over and over again. Because without them, there would be nothing peculiar. Not, I mean, not nothing peculiar, but I would not have that special moment. I would not have that special event. Whenever I'm in the midst of my friends and I see something that I partake in happen, I ask myself this question: if you were not here, it would have been different in the sense that this could still be happening, but maybe that dance move that you pulled in would not have happened. Maybe the person pulled in that dance move because he or she was comfortable with me being around. Or better still, if I was not there, maybe a conversation would not have happened. Yes. So I think about what it would be without me being in a certain scenario whereby I count those moments as priceless or as enjoyable. But the big question is, what do you do after those moments? Those moments don't last forever. Do you wait for another moment? I mean, that's what they are called, moments. But would you just keep waiting for another moment, or you would create one? I told someone something today that you have to be in control of your life. You cannot let life just happen to you. You have to like take chances and operate your life. I mean, you need God. So you need God to also help you in your direction. So however you are doing this life thing, talk to God, talk to your friends, talk to people. If you are close to me, you would not have said this thing before. People do not just fall from heaven. People fell from some, they did not just fall from heaven. They came out through somebody. So sometimes, even when I see people that tend, but this is not about other people, this is about me. But when I see people that tend to shy away from people or do not want to get themselves involved with other people, I sit down and ask myself that, oh, that's fine. Or when people, that's okay, not fine. Or when people say that, oh, they just, like, they can figure it out on their own, or they just want to leave this world on their own. It doesn't really work like that. Because if it works like that, you'd be the one to produce your own food. You'd be the one to give yourself money. And the only way you can get money is when you exchange value. You either give someone money for a cup of tea, and the person gives you a cup of tea, or nothing. So you need people. You need that bike man. You need those keke men that annoy you, because without them, you trek a long distance and you'd ask yourself, why don't I have a car? Then you see their importance, then you see their value. This episode is quite personal to me, and I don't know how many of my friends will listen to this, but if you are my friend and you listen to this, I will even send it to most of my friends. I want you to know that I care about you. I want you to know that you make life more interesting for me. I want you to know that I want to relive those moments with you again. I want you to know that being a terrible friend is not something I won't always identify with. I want you to know that I intend on being good. I intend on being better. Because I feel like we're going to rate terrible friends. I will get plenty marks. But that's not it. When you listen to different type of music, and at the same time you have different situations and scenarios that make you think of this thought that ha make that makes you have these thoughts, you'd see reasons to what I'm saying. I put out something today on my WhatsApp that I am now making a resolution to make all my friends know that I love them. And not just because I want them to feel cute or butterflies in their stomach. It's because those things they do, that the little things that they would call the little things, mean the most for me. If you're close to me enough, you would know I say that the little things that you would call the little things are the most enough for me. I go out of my way. Not out of my way, Sha, but let's say out of my way to create folders where I write nice things about people I really like. So for almost all of, not almost all, but for friends that I've been in contact with recently and they've affected my life in a calm manner, in a manner whereby I feel like I can write about them, I create a folder about them. I can't create folders for every friend in the world, but if I could, maybe I can. I would. This is just a public message to say I love you guys and I want to do life with you guys. And I want you to know that tomorrow is not promised. So, therefore, do life with the persons you see around you. Heal. Heal and heal, and you need to heal. You can heal and move on from negative energy. But you need to heal because healing is important for your soul, not just for you to get to heaven or hell. I mean, it's just important for you. It makes you breathe. And yeah, this is Describe Podcast, and there's more to this episode. There is more, like, this episode is deeper than you know it to be. It's calm. It has one out of minus one out of 100 subtle jokes. It has me in my thoughts. So, I don't know. Just listen to this and share it to somebody. If you don't know how to express yourself with words or with words, express yourself with actions, but let your actions speak. Like, let it express. Let someone know that, oh, I'm thinking about you. You can send somebody a nice love letter that you've seen online. You didn't write it, but it expresses what you would want to say. It is an action. And I know it's not all about words and stuff. Be there for your friends. Stay with them. Support them. Scold them when they need to be scolded. Tell them the truth. Don't make life miserable for them. And even if maybe I have been guilty of this and other wrongs, I cannot be perfect. But I would work in my imperfection to be perfect. If that makes sense, give me a thumbs up. I don't want crack jokes today. Thank you, guys. My name is Chinasa Kasmer, and this is an untapped episode. I feel calm. I feel calm, very calm and composed. And for people that know me, you know that this is unlike me to be like very, very, very calm. So, ouch, that went in. I am a human being and I sneeze. Thank you for listening to my episodes. I intend on doing great things. I'm doing great things and I'm working with other people to do great things. I hope you do more and share this thing to your friend or something. Let them listen to this with the intent that you sent it to them, as in they should know that this is what you are saying. And if you share this with anybody, let me know what the person says. Because I know that as many people that will listen to this, they would feel. Yes, another thing, feel. Don't have a coconut heart. But I'm not here to motivate anybody aside myself. Because I motivate myself. If I don't motivate myself, nobody will. Motivation pays my bills, you guys. But back to it. Do more, live more, feel more, express more, be more grateful, cry more, and show your emotions. Life, now one. Bye.